This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
Sheldon, is your airdrop on?
It can be on.
Turn it on, please.
Okay.
This was Sheldon in Miami, everyone.
Except.
That's it. Starting it up. It's too late.
Pink mama up, riding with the paper plate.
You know what I'm saying? We got some. Woo! We in the presence of new sound effect buttons.
Yeah.
When we get to that, man, you already know what it is. Welcome back to a brand spanking new episode of Random Order. Episode 34, presented by Much Studios. Did I say 4YE Media already?
Yeah.
We're shooting here at the Artscape Daniels launch pad in Toronto. It's a great space. We got the 4YE team in the other room. In the hall perpendicular to us. Perpendicular is across the shit.
I think it's parallel, no?
Parallel to they in the studio nearby within this great facility. Shooting some 4YE stuff, which
you had to wear the dress. Cause I had this shtick.
Yo, it's your boy Jay Richards, the most handsome. Happy birthday, Kevin, man.
Woo!
Happy birthday to that man,
Woo!
Kevin.
Woo!
Every day I wake up, it's like the first thing in my mind is, man, happy birthday to that boy, Kevin.
For real, man. Another year wiser, man. You know?
Another day wiser.
Another day.
That's it. It's like I wake up and just honored to be alive, you know, honored to see another day, honored to see, celebrate another birthday with Kev. You know?
Look at that man right there.
Mm-hmm. That's my man.
It gets better every
shakes
day.
Shakes me up, man. Man, always shakes me up.
Happy birthday, Kevin.
Happy birthday, mm-hmm. Kevin, man.
Kevin the B-Day boy.
Kevin the B-Day boy.
Yo, I saw the Many Man video yesterday on TV.
On TV?
That's a good music video, man.
Oh, man. 50's a legend.
Bro.
Yo, tell the people who you are, man.
What's up? It's your boy, Young Shells. Sheldon Sebastian, the chocolate one.
I had a big chocolate.
I like that.
Yeah, man. Right now, I feel like. Yeah. That's how I'm kind of getting the same feeling. Feel me? I felt your vibe this morning.
That's legendary right there.
So I'm just going to go ahead and tell you what it is, man. It's your boy, Trey. I'm really out here, biggest baby in the game.
Big baby Trey.
Big baby Trey, man. Big baby Trey, man. You're looking at me, you might have to go ahead and change my life, man. Big baby Trey. The baby's still wiping nose, though.
I still wiping
you know
nose.
Whoo.
As you can tell, Young Thug had dropped.
Man.
On a super slimy shit.
Super.
I'm even slimier than I normally am. Mm-hmm. I wasn't bumping Young Thug crazy like that.
Oh, yeah. You see the slime. This is why we came to the studio.
This is what that whole background is about. Slime green. You ain't got to change green. It. Leave that.
I ain't got to change shit. Mm. Leave that.
Mm.
Huh. B-Day boy Kev. Look at that.
G!
Kevin the B-Day boy. Yo, happy birthday.
Happy B-Day Kev.
Happy B-Day Kev. We just wanted to say happy birthday.
Yo, people want
to
see you.
Yo, Kevin said no.
Yeah, that's
going to come on the podcast. All
right. Happy B-Day Kev. Look at him, man. Another year. So much wiser.
Bro, we're starting the podcast. We're like, yo, starting the podcast. He even made the logo for us and shit. We're like, oh, you're going to be on the podcast? He's like, nope. And then we started it. We're like, oh, whatever. And then people started to enjoy the show. And they're like, hey, where's Kevin? We need a Kevin episode. We told Kevin, yo, man, people want you. He said, nope. And then, nah.
I admire that. Cause
no
I
explanation.
Like, yeah, it's like, it's a strong individual right there. You
can't even argue with no. No by itself. If you say no because blah, 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 then I can say, oh, well, if you look at it this way, blah, blah, blah. If you, nope.
I know Trey nope. yesterday.
You what?
I know
you. Him?
Yeah, I know him.
On what?
On what basketball? Context?
Yo, Sheldon, honestly, you don't start an episode like that.
What?
Why you gotta? Look, that's fucking
man,
personal.
That boy knows,
that's personal. It's slime
that's
season.
Personal.
It's not though. That's, you know,
personal.
It's not though. Sheldon. You know what it is? No, wait.
I didn't even answer your shit.
I know what y'all talking about.
Yeah, look, look. It's not personal. You know what it is? Respect. Cause you got niggas that you got niggas that'll give you to run around. Yo, I'ma let you know. I'ma see what's up. Let me check. Let me see.
Yeah,
if
that's
I
me.
Can
I'll
move.
Do that
you
to all the day, nigga.
I just let you know.
Nah.
Now you know. It's closure.
Not interested. Nigga. I hit my son up and I'm like, yo, cause you know I be playing ball.
You try to get spicy
with
you
play ball? I be playing ball.
A little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah. I be hooping.
Nah,
a
Trey,
little bit.
You hooped on the weekend. I'll give you that.
I do this.
Yeah.
Whatever.
That's a fact.
I fucking asked my mans. I'm like, yo, I'm like, yo, ball downtown Thursday, 9 o'clock. He said, maybe. I said, gotta know now. It's like I said, okay, no, with a period. Why add the fucking period?
Yo, I'm very big
put this
on,
conversation nah, up I'm, on the screen. Why add the fucking period?
Yeah, the period took extra time.
I'm very big on punctuation.
You weren't the maybe's nothing there. Back to
no
back to back 30 kill games in COD, no period there. LOL, I know. I tweaked my class, though. No period there. But okay, no period.
Because I felt like you was like, I need to know now, nigga.
It was, nigga.
Like, all right, fuck no, you then.
No, period.
Put it in an Uber. Send it to a shooter. Ask it how they do it. Mm. Kick a shit while you can.
Mm.
Put it in a cab.
Mm.
Send it to an A-Rab.
Mm.
Come on, now.
Cash on delivery.
Jeffrey.
Poetry, man. The theme of this episode is poetry, man.
Poetry, man.
Shining like a diamond from an eagle to a pigeon.
That's it, man.
Niggas,
come on.
Yo, you can't write
this,
that.
You can't do this because
you don't know what it...
Shining like a diamond from an eagle to a pigeon.
You don't just think of that. Wait, that comes from the depths of
what does
your
that
mind.
Even mean, though?
Bro, it doesn't... It's not meant to be
shining
discussed.
Like a diamond.
Just boom. That is what it is. Listen.
Pick mama up riding with the paper plate.
Yo.
But yo, yeah.
Yo.
Yo,
I can totally relate.
Birdman, Duke.
Birdman. 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 Birdman.
Yo, man. Y'all niggas... Yeah,
get it how
man.
You live.
This is the Birdman podcast.
We told y'all niggas that. We told y'all
the podcast episode is sponsored by Birdman. Every single episode. We have no
Birdman. Birdman. Birdman.
We've never. Yo, actually, funny fucking story. I've actually spoken to Birdman once on FaceTime.
What?
I've never told you guys this.
I forgot. No,
what?
You were there, right?
No, I was editing or some shit. But you were with Jay Soul.
Yeah. Shout out to Jay Soul. But I actually. I was in the studio with Jay Soul and then Birdman called him and I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Hold on. FaceTime. Imagine a FaceTime from Birdman.
And he answered the FaceTime. He said, what's poppin', playboy? I'm like,
you said playboy?
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 But who's he talking? You only call one person a playboy?
Jay Soul.
So he didn't call you a playboy?
No. I think I just said, what's up? And what's up, partner? Something like that. It was
partner's
really
good.
You said partner?
Partner's
he
good.
Said partner
oh, okay,
to me.
Okay, okay. That's respect. Wow. I did not know this story, bro.
I spoke to Birdman.
Shining like a diamond from an eagle to a pigeon.
Pussy ass, nigga.
Just like
I'm going to let y'all know I'm going to be wiping noses this whole episode. So here and there, I may just drop a lyric from the Super Slimy So Much Fun tape.
What's your review? Quick review on it.
Quick review is quick Trevon personal review. What I think of this album.
Subjective review.
I think this album is Young Thug's best album.
Man, what the fuck? No, how you gonna say that? I don't like how you think.
I think this album really helps my argument to everything that I've been fucking saying about this guy. I think it's just fucking his best work, to be honest. I think the track list is amazing. I have a lot of favorite songs on there. And a lot of Thug projects, I don't have a lot of favorite songs on there. Like, I won't slap every song back to back to back. It usually grows on me. This one was like, holy fuck. Like, I like everything already. Mm-hmm. I think fucking it wasn't too much crazy features. It was just like, I feel like.
Remember that Makeem John Jelly fucking shit he just added.
Yeah, he added Machine Gun Kelly to Ecstasy. I didn't really like that. But
I did not hear that record.
Yo, they uploaded
just last night.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
He just added him.
But yeah, I think he talks about it in the album as well, just talking about how he's putting on his people and shit like that. So I feel like his past albums, like Young Thug knew he was gonna be around, so instead of like making good albums.
Isn't this his first album?
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, I guess so. His debut album,
yeah.
But
he's made albums before?
Yeah, he's made albums before. Nice. He's bartered. Yeah,
his debut album, the first
but
album.
This is his nigga debut be, hey, album. This Thugger, this is what he say.
Niggas, nah, man. Niggas be holding on to that shit, bro. Like, even Chance, like, shout out Chance. Big mm-hmm. Chance fan, but, bro, you on your fourth album, bro.
Yeah. Stop. Oh, you said that was his first album?
Yeah, like, come on, brother.
How do you it change it? What do you just change it? How do you just...
I don't know.
Just because, like, it, I don't know, maybe it's sold. I don't know. I just feel like there's, like, a certain, like... just consumer energy that comes with saying this is my first album.
This is our first episode of Random Order. It's our debut episode. Debut. I just decided, nigga. Fuck it. This is the first one.
But nah, I think it comes with just based off like the lyrics that he's saying and shit. It's just like, yo, he's figured himself out. He's established himself. He's established his friends, his family and shit. And now it's like time to focus on him and get back to rapping and shit. Like he's talking about not speaking gibberish and just really giving lyrics and shit like that. And it's like, I fuck with it, but...
Oh, so he admitted he used to speak gibberish on records?
Everyone knows that. Yeah, yeah. He said, no time for gibberish. All the critics hearing this... Don't make me go on.
I respect
I feel
that.
Like he wrote everything down with a feather.
Yeah. A feather pen. Yeah, but...
That's fire.
I think it's an amazing album right now. We're only a couple of days in. It's not even a week yet, but I really like it. I think it's a strong piece of work for a Young Thug. Mm-hmm. And, yo, honestly, as of late... My man Nav, I gotta give it to him. Nav been blacking lately.
That boy been blacking out.
Nav has been blacking. Baguettes in the face got me, nigga. Mm-hmm. I heard Nav come in on Baguettes in the face.
I always have to stand up for Nav's part.
Yeah.
I'll get out whatever I'm doing, I fucking stand up for Nav's part.
Gotta stand.
Even if I'm driving,
I gotta stand.
I'm standing up in the car.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
I stand on the car, actually.
What do you guys think about the album?
I haven't listened to it all the way through yet.
Yes, you have.
On the way to Detroit.
To it with us.
I feel like we just listened to the same.
Nah, you heard all of it.
Okay. I heard all of it.
You heard it. You heard it front to back.
You heard it.
Now, what are your thoughts?
No, I enjoyed it. I thought it was really good. You know, bad, bad, bad. I love that record.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hot, obviously.
Oof.
Crazy.
Just I feel like you always got to walk into some shit with that song.
Yeah.
You can't just play it.
Yeah, that's nothing. A very, like, triumphant, like, stadium.
I'll march.
Arena to... record, like, for sure. Oh, yeah, I'm happy for that, you know? I feel like it's been a long time coming. I never front on good music.
Yeah.
I'm with it. Like, it's fire.
Shout out Young Thug, man.
Yeah. I think, and he's number one right now. The album's number one. He has a bunch of his songs are on top 10 right now.
How Ross's album do?
I'm not too sure. I think it did all right. I wasn't too sure, to be honest. But I think Young Thug is projected to sell 150K in the first week. That's big
that's
for Thug.
That's very
so.
Good nowadays, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's really good for Thug. So
that's what's up.
That's good, man. Shout out to Thug. Moving on.
Mm-hmm. Thugga, thugga. What's your favorite song on it?
Mine?
Yeah.
Yo, honestly, I have a lot, but it's between fucking Just How It Is, Hot, fuck, Salt Mate, so hard.
Yeah. Salt Mate.
I'm fucking in love with fucking Big Tipper. That song is hard. I was sleeping on it first because it's like towards the end of the project.
Yeah.
But Boy Back, like, there's a lot. There's a lot. But like,
that's a good album.
It's a good album, man. Mm-hmm. It's a good album.
I hear that.
It's, huh?
Yeah. Fatana
likes it. Yeah. I wasn't even going to speak on it, but Fatana downloaded the album.
You don't say.
He was playing it. We pulled up to this location and he's like, yo, turn on your music. Because he was in his car. He's like, yo, turn on your music.
Listen to what I listen to.
And he turned it up, and it was
hot.
Of course. He's singing every lyrics.
Lady, I got what it is. Hot.
Bro, he's singing Thug the whole time.
Yo, it's whatever, man. You know, I'm not a type of man to kick a man when he's down.
You know,
I'm a type of man to say, yo, welcome to the party. I'm with the Molly Desert. Yo, listen to me. I'm telling y'all, niggas was hot.
We did that. Blueface. We did the same thing with Blueface.
Blueface, Pop Smoke.
Mm-hmm. I'm on Twitter, and I see Young Thug says he will never make another song with Rich Homie Quan.
Yeah, it's deeper than rap.
Why?
Apparently.
What happened?
I don't know what happened, but apparently it's deeper than rap. And like someone said from Young Thug's team, if you knew the real reason, you wouldn't want them to make music together. But I think it's like, I don't know. There's just a bunch of shit going surfacing online. Some people are saying like that's why he's beefing with Lucci and shit like that.
Yeah.
Lucci just looks big. Looks like he wants to sell some albums because he even went on some radio station, said some shit about Young Thug, then right after said, but it's not about that, about a new album, not.
Yo, his voice is very cool, though.
Yeah.
I'll give him
Lucci
that.
Lucci has a sick voice. But he makes trash music. The last Lucci track I listened to was...
Uh-huh.
I didn't even want to listen to it.
Wait, what song is that?
I put something in the bar. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Come on. Once you hear that, you know, mix that up with another song.
Hard. With Quavo?
That's literally the only fucking bar I remember. Like word for it, that's the only bar I remember. How do you spell? Hey, I'm trying to find a song, but literally I only know the sound effects and shit.
You can't Google that.
Keys to the street.
Keys to the street. I got money way before the deal. Putting bitches in new pair of heels.
You've heard it, man.
I haven't. I have not.
We got the key to the streets.
Pay your bills.
We got the key to the streets.
Shit sound alright though.
You should bump it.
I remember fucking Young Thug posted a snap of like some mall jewelry and said, "This where Lucci shop."
King slime shit.
Like shining like a diamond from an eagle to a pigeon.
Man.
Shout out to Cash too. Cash XO. He bought Thug a fucking Maybach.
What?
Damn, nigga.
That's a boss move. I need friends
Where
like Cash and David Dobrik nigga. Because
yeah,
David Dobrik, if you're listening to this, listen, I am a cool guy. I like to play basketball. I'm
handed
funny.
My friend resume.
Tell me where the fuck to hand the shit in, because you're buying cars for people.
I would like
and
one.
Giving out cash and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great. It's great. I just need a Tesla.
Yep, Model X.
Model X.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Whoa, hold on. This is bad. Now he's gonna see our true colors. Oh. No, I just want to be your friend.
I just want to
chill.
I just feel like sometimes
I do both. Nigga. I'll still be your friend.
I can edit a video for you. You know that's it.
Now then,
I'm looking for a new video. I'll give you new content.
You know,
gave Jermaine a fucking Benz truck.
Whoa, gave Trevon two Benzes.
Oh my god. What?
Thank you, SeatGeek. Bro, SeatGeek be doing it to him, man. That's crazy. But
SeatGeek, for what?
Yeah.
A little email.
You know what I'm saying?
This banana bread going crazy.
I fuck with David because he's, I don't know. He, from what I see, he seems like a humble
nigga.
Yeah,
he's pretty chill. Like,
I like how he take care of his partner, them, because, you know, your family, your partner, them around you, that's what matters. You know what I'm saying? That's what keeping you afloat and shit.
I believe that.
So shout out to David Dobrik. Shout out to Cash for buying a fucking Bentley, a Maybach. Cash, if you're watching this, I also would like a Maybach. If you want,
we'll split it.
We can split
honestly,
it.
Honestly,
yeah.
Take a 300C.
I'll hold it down. Cash.
I'll take a BMW.
Yo, whatever you got, honestly.
Take a Chrysler 300.
I'll have it.
Swing it.
What
y'all think about this Jay-Z shit with the NFL?
What'd he do again? Nigga, I've been fucking.
He fucking signed.
He said, nigga, I've been fucking?
Nah, I've just been not doing anything. I mean, I've been doing stuff, but just not online and shit.
Fuck it. He Roc Nation signed with NFL basically to like curate like entertainment in the NFL, so like the Super Bowl, but then they're saying like how Jermaine Dupri was gonna get a deal similar to that like a couple years ago, and Jay-Z told him not to take it.
The NFL for the same deal?
Yeah,
cause he wasn't gonna do it right.
Yes, yeah, so people are like and then he had like a little conference and they were asking him about Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah.
And like Jay-Z, you know, a little bit of dancing. You know,
what'd he say?
It's like, it's not about kneeling anymore, you know. It's about, they asked him like, would you kneel with Colin Kaepernick, like straight up, and he was like, you know, it's not about kneeling anymore. Like, you know, I feel like we're past that. You know.
Oh, I did see a little
and
clip.
People are like,
saying like, just let's do.
Yeah, you know, what
saying what's the next step, right?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Which, honestly, like, the clip that I saw on Twitter, I finished it. I'm like,
I agree with him, but I feel like he should have been like, yeah, I would kneel, because like, the NFL is so like, I don't even want to say this, but it's so much white people in the NFL, like so much like, just like this, we're gonna keep this.
Yeah.
America's sport. You know what I mean? Yeah. So there's so much of that politics in it that people are like, Jay-Z, like, why are you getting in bed with these people kind of thing? So like, he just has to like really like make sure like what he's doing. Like,
yo, this could be an infiltration, my nigga.
Yeah, that's what people are saying.
This is a good first step to actually get in there and change some shit and make it fair for niggas. Yeah.
That's why I'm not like, you know.
Yeah, we don't know yet.
I'm a bully, but I'm definitely like, Sean. What are you saying, Sean?
I don't really pay attention to NFL, to be honest.
Nigga, I don't even know how the fuck football works.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't watch football.
Throw the shit. But yeah, I don't watch it. I did see him.
Did
do
a light
something
just go out, or am I tripping?
I think a light just went out. How are we on cameras?
Not our lights though, right?
No. Okay.
Oh, it's just the room lights.
There we go.
Oh, it's the room lights. Yeah, make sure you move a little bit.
Yeah, we're good. Yeah. Just every once in a while everyone remember to breathe and
stand
shit.
Up your waist.
Be human.
Yo, yeah. Stand up and wind your waist every 30 seconds. So the light doesn't, the motion thing doesn't turn off.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I saw that move and I saw like fucking, who was it? Jermaine Dupri came out and said he told him not to sign it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's because he just doesn't have enough guap for that.
No, Jermaine. Jay-Z told Jermaine not to sign a similar deal like a couple years ago.
To the NFL? Yeah, maybe yeah. Jermaine Dupri's not that guy for that. Maybe Jay-Z's the guy. That's what he said, yo, don't do it.
Don't do it. I'm trying to do that shit.
Jay-Z's way too rich to like be a snake. That's what I think.
What?
What do you think?
You want to try again?
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
All
right. I think Jay-Z is way too rich to be a snake. Like, there has to be a reason. Exact same shit. I mean, there has to be a reason why you told him not to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, we don't, I mean.
Yo, that's the thing. Nobody fucking knows.
Yeah, we'll never know.
No
right?
one knows anything.
We'll never know. But I think Jermaine Dupri did do like a, maybe like a TMZ thing or something where he was like, he confirmed like, yeah. So he probably said why. I haven't seen the video though, but I saw it like floating around and shit.
Jermaine Dupri would be saying crazy shit though.
It's actually funny.
Yeah, I don't know if I can believe it.
Yeah, that's true. He
y'all
did
know
say,
what this is.
Oh, fuck off.
Y'all know what it is, man.
Does I was a great fucking item. Looking for that shit.
Oh, there's ways, my friend.
Bro, I could not find that shit.
There's ways.
How the fuck? Why?
I saw a comment.
Someone said that.
Yeah. I was looking for that shit. And I'm like, yo, does he say y'all know what this is? Or y'all, what was it?
Y'all know what it is.
Y'all know what it is or this is?
This is.
Y'all know what this is?
He says
y'all
this
know what this is.
I thought he said y'all know what it is.
Kicked out the hotel. We smoking gas. Who else?
Nigga. We went to Detroit. Shout out my man, Meech. Got me feeling cozy right now.
Shout out to that.
This past weekend, me and the guys took a little road trip. The vlog should be coming soon. Y'all hold on to your horses. There's only so much editing Jermaine can do. We got a lot of fucking clips, though. We got a lot of shit. We've been doing a lot of stuff, recording a lot. We took part in a charity basketball game, trying to save the earth.
Shout out my man, Randy.
Talk about that, yeah. We'll get into that. But We went up to Detroit. Shout out to everyone in Detroit who came out because of the podcast. We told them we're going to be there, and some people came out. I was like, oh, shit, that's what's up. Some Detroit natives.
Shout out to the D.
Shout out to the D. And I got to say something. We met Big Sean.
Oh, yeah, they squashed the beef.
Big Sean squashed the beef.
They shook on it.
I feel like shit like that always happens to me. Like, I'll say something like so hard and just ride with it, and then, like, I don't know. You guys don't know me personally, but if I start saying some shit, I'm just always going to fucking ride on it and just keep going.
Yo, talk shit about Elon Musk so we can meet him.
I fucking hate Elon Musk and those damn Teslas. Tesla. Let me tell you. Those fucking Teslas.
Nigga, I want to drive. But I want to do it. What? Those cars are stupid.
Yeah, those cars are dumb. I got some good conversations lined up. First off, though, we went out to Detroit. I want to shout out Meech real quick. Because it was really cool to see, again, like, young black man.
Yes, sir.
Doing shit for the community.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
Everybody came out, had a good time. Together. Grown people out there having fun like some kids.
Mm-hmm.
Splashing water on each other and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. The cops came, not to shut it down, but to have fun. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
We ain't fuck with them, though. We ain't fuck with them, though, but they was there.
They was black, so I kind of did fuck with them. But it was really cool. Met a lot of dope fans that's been watching us for a minute. Shout out to you guys, man. Shout out to everyone that came out to support Meech. That's really cool. And again, I give a lot of props to fucking Big Sean for coming out to something like that, because it means a lot to, I know it means a lot to Meech, but I feel like it just looks and feels so good. For everyone there that can just kind of see that, because it's like you got Big Sean, then you got Meech, you know what I mean? And it's like someone that's coming up and someone that's already came up that's still trying to do shit in the community and whatnot. And to support someone that's been working so long like Meech, it's just big, and it makes that person want to keep on going. It makes a lot of kids that are watching Meech be like, yo, I want to do it. And then now for the next generation, it's just like they can do something and they have that motivation. So I feel like shit like that goes a long way. It's more than just Sean stopping by or whatever. And,
It's really for everyone, man.
It was really,
especially
really,
people
really
who've been
cool.
watching me for a long time, like maybe from the start when he's just a little ass kid.
Yeah.
And just seeing his progression up until the point where he could do something like that, just casually invite Big Sean out to his field day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was really good. That was good. I was watching back, like I was just sitting there watching, like, yo, this is really, really cool, man. So I was happy for Meech. Once again, congrats, my guy, if you're watching this. If you're not, fuck him.
You're a snake.
He was hooping this weekend.
Mm.
Yeah, I was hooping this weekend, trying to do our part. Shout out to Randy for putting on the dope event to just kind of bring some awareness to the world and what we're doing out here. You see me, no straw in this bitch.
No straws, man.
No straw,
saving
man.
Turtles.
This is a podcast of Birdman and the Turtles, man. Put some turtles, put some turtles swimming behind me right now.
Look at them goddamn turtles, man. Wow. Straw free.
Turtles.
Sheldon, watch out. Ooh. Turtle.
Turtles. Shout out to that, man. We hooped for the better. And it's actually fucking crazy because I just recently saw like what was going on in the Amazon rainforest. That's scary.
That is scary.
3 p.m. in Brazil and it was black. Bro, let
that sink in.
Let that, yeah, that's for real.
That's
that.
A sunny place.
Bro, niggas weren't talking about it. Like
how
I literally found out because I was on Instagram like once.
Was it my post you found out?
No, it's not. Fuck. I saw those two.
I found out from your post.
I found out from someone's post and I posted it and I saw mad people reposting. I'm like, yes, like.
Mm-hmm. But like my only thing is like, what does that do? Like, what does that do for like?
I think it does.
Maybe sends help out, I guess.
I think it brings awareness to it and it spreads a message. Like, I think off my post, I know a couple people personally that messaged me and then reposted it. Mm-hmm. That's just getting it to a wider audience. That makes it bigger. It makes more people talking about it. Then the next day I saw it trending on Twitter. So now it's like maybe that awareness will spread. Like I always feel like, yo, okay, what is this doing? Like, why am I sharing it? Like, obviously it's like people are watching shit, but it's just like, all right, none of my people are going to do anything about it. You know what I mean? But
oh, you don't know like, that.
I don't know that, but I'm just
like,
saying
it's just
like
for me, it's just
my
like,
thing.
Go ahead.
My thing is just, I just think me sharing it is going to make other people talk about it. Then it's going to be more talked about than fucking more people are joined to that party than some people that could or in the position to do something can do it. I'd love to do something, but it's like you come to me right now. Like, what am I going to do?
Stop driving and shit,
yeah,
nigga.
You know,
to Brazil.
Hold my head.
Nah, I mean, like it's the environment. That's what it is. Like it got so bad to the point where it's just fucking burning down. Mm-hmm. Climate change, all that shit is a serious thing. You feel me? Man. So everyone has to. I mean,
it's like a natural fire, right? It's like a.
I didn't even know what
I didn't know
what
started
it.
To be honest.
So the Brazilian government, they allow people to burn fields to start farms.
Yeah.
So if you buy a property, you're allowed to just burn it. But then they're saying people were doing that. And because of the climate change, everything's so dry, everything else caught really quick.
And
the government doesn't care to fix it because they're saying if they start the fire, they need to fix it. So people are like, if the way you're asking, like, what did it do for this situation? It's putting pressure on the government to actually do something about it.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Oh, okay, gotcha.
That's crazy. Yeah. First of all, so,
how's the fucking rainforest dry, nigga?
Yeah.
What year is it?
Yo, it's the Amazon
rainforest,
bro. That's, man. That shit's fucked. I don't know. Like, fuck. We got to get it together, man. Because, like, shit.
That's the realest shit ever. We got to get it together.
Yeah, we really got to get this
real,
shit together.
For real, because.
Yo, all I know is I do my part, nigga. I be recycling when I can.
Sometimes I put the plastic ketchup bottle in the garbage.
Nah, I never did. I never do that.
Sometimes
that's so big.
Sometimes I'm drunk. Sometimes I'm drunk.
No, when I'm drunk, I'm even more aware. I tackle niggas for putting this shit in the wrong shit. Like, we got to do our part though. This shit is like for real. Like, we're not even gonna be here. This is for our kids, but like,
yo, honestly, I don't think it's that far away.
Huh?
Like until some serious climate change shit starts happening.
Nah, facts.
Like it already has, but like fucking just hurricanes every other day.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Yo, why are there so many fucking hurricanes just back to back?
Nah, that's the government. They got a hurricane machine?
Wait a minute. Because
you know the government controls, the government can make it rain wherever it wants? Shit, Lil Wayne can too, but.
You sure?
The government controls the rain. They admitted it.
How'd they do that?
Let me Google it, but I read this up before. The government can
I heard
make
some
rain.
Shit about in China. They go and spray some shit in the sky and then it induces precipitation.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yes, government and private companies can make it rain by adding tiny particles called ice nuclei along with silver iodide to clouds that are initially identified and are a part to produce precipitation with help of cloud seeding. A rainmaker could make $500. $500 could make a good rain. I'll make it rain on
five bills.
I'll be like, yo, go fuck that nigga, party up.
Go ahead, man. Go ahead, have a barbecue the same day as me and shit. Rain on that nigga, shit, nigga. Right, soggy buns over there.
Pussy nigga. Slap.
Pick mama up riding with the paper plate. Y'all know what this is.
Y'all know what the fuck this is, man.
I fucking send a client to a nigga crib. Like,
y'all know what this is.
Y'all know what this is.
Oh, y'all. Oh, okay.
Oh, I don't walk by the block. Oh, nigga pass okay. by in front of his house. Yeah. Oh, I know this is raining just on your house. Maybe you should have picked a better day for a barbecue.
Partner. Let me get one of them dogs.
Boom, the government over here making it rain for 500. Mm-hmm. They got a lot more than 500. So what I'm saying is they probably dropped a racky, made a little hurricane.
With a rack. Yo, a rack, get you a hurricane. Yo, that's kind of a steal.
That's yo, if, look, boom. All I'm saying is, yo, a man came up to you like, look, yo, doom, 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 doom. Yo, Shells, I got this hurricane in my pocket. I can let that go for a
rack. Let that fly for a G.
I got, hey, I can let, I'm about to walk, baby boy. What you saying? I can let this go for a rack.
Hey, look. I got 700.
700 gets you a level one hurricane.
Throwing 200, we do a tornado.
Two racks, we talking tsunamis over here, boy.
Let what you know. Mean? I'm letting it fly, man. I'm touching a black market for a right now. Let me know what you need, man.
Look, man.
That's a concept.
Yeah, anyways, yeah. But this, I've heard this before, and I'm like, okay, so if the government can make it rain, it's not... I mean, fuck, what do I know? I'm not no fucking scientist, but it doesn't seem too far-fetched to that these niggas can make a whole, you feel me, whole situation out of that.
I don't know what you're saying.
I told y'all niggas I just got here. I remember, that's a totally different topic.
Man, yo, do your part, get your shit together. Yo, I see people throwing garbage right on the floor. It blows my fucking mind, honestly.
Yeah, that's
when I see people just, like, take a whole... Not even like a gum wrapper. I've seen cartons of fucking, you know, the family juice boxes?
Yeah.
That you put in your fridge for your family? I've seen niggas finish that and just like kick it on the floor.
Mm-hmm. Crazy.
It's a disgrace.
Yeah.
When I'm 30 years old. No.
31.
31. It's going to be, I was doing the math the other night. And I'm like, yo, fuck. Okay. In 2030, I'm going to be, what year is it? Where am I at?
2019.
Shit, sorry, the galaxy behind me. I thought it was 79, then 55.
Excuse me?
2050, I'm going to be damn near like 40 years old. And that's not that far. 40 is mad young. Mm-hmm. So I think Jermaine is right. I think we're going to see a lot of shit. Like, my kids are going to see some shit.
Bro, winter's already weird.
But then you got to understand, like, the development of technology, right? Like, they might develop and create new... technological devices.
Yo, we got some dope shit. Yo, that shit raises my spirits when I just go on YouTube and search up like
exactly
technological like, advancements mm-hmm. and then like little startups doing crazy shit.
Bro. It doesn't.
Honestly, I think it does.
I think.
But what's the earth is very natural and delicate. I understand that. But I feel like there's some good. We got we got some superheroes in society.
If we create, cool if we could recreate Earth, but it's like a tech. A device, mm-hmm. we can recreate everything that Earth does right now, but with technology, I'll do that.
lay in a pod and be a simulation.
Even that, but like, just like, you know, be able to like for example, like Jaden has that fucking water shit.
Yeah,
yeah,
like shit like that. Like, okay,
it's just a
we
box
can,
of water.
You know what I'm saying? No, it's like a. It's like a.
Was it filter?
It's like a. Yeah, it's like a device that he like brought to Flint and shit.
To Flint, yeah.
And like, it like filters water and shit and like whatever. Like, if we could like create something that like, I don't know, like. Something that can make like energy or make like dirt, something like a technological device.
Oh, they're turning pieces dirt. Into water, so
yeah, you know what I'm saying? I mean, like, you never know. Like, I feel like we're gonna be here for a minute. Things might be a lot different.
I think so too.
Not necessarily worse or better, you know?
I think the new technology is crazy, but after watching that Bob Lazar Air 51 shit, I feel like, yo, the government's holding back.
I couldn't finish that, bro.
It's scary?
That's a shame.
I just wasn't tapped in like that.
Whatever.
I'm gonna try again, though.
I feel like the government got some shit, though. You feel me? Like, our technology could be... Like, I think it's, once we... I don't know, nigga. What the fuck I'm saying? I just know...
Little baby, man. I'm still
alien.
Construction sentences. Seeing what's what as far as grammar goes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's the crazy part, too, because... Do your part. Save the earth, man. Stop being, like... I'm seeing all these like little young niggas thinking it's cool to litter. You look whack, homie.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm like the old nigga now. Page your little kids. Yo, you look
all
whack,
white
homie.
Noses, though. That's the only difference about this old man.
All white little kid noses, man. We not talking boogers.
Hey, son.
You know
you
what I'm saying?
You think you cool dropping that cup there, partner?
Come here, wipe that nose over.
Come here, little boy.
Pick that shit up. Fuck you, old man. Boy, I swear to God.
Bring that nose over here.
I stick my foot so far out your head.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, I'm going to come.
That's a saying.
Yeah. Nah, I'm going to have some old man bars.
Yeah.
For these fucking kids.
I'm already working on it.
Because, yo, kids are getting snappy. There's, like, new words you're not going to understand. Mm-hmm. You got to be ready for these.
Yeah, I said, like, all our parents, they had, like, there's shit that they said that nobody else said. That I was like, yo, this is what,
yeah.
This is what my rent said. Like, I got to have mm-hmm. those, bro.
I'm holding it down, though. Yeah. I don't give a fuck. I'm not falling behind.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Yeah.
I'm going to be ready. I'm learning everything. I don't have to use everything, but I understand what it means. Mm-hmm. So you can't say no slick shit. Yeah, I know what whack means, nigga.
I'm gonna just fucking just stick to like one word. Like when kids like try to do something, fuck you. That's the bold.
Fuck you always mean fuck you.
Fuck you, nigga. What?
Yeah, that's a fact.
And speaking of that, of kids growing up, they're bringing back fucking Penny Proud and shit.
Oh, Proud Family.
Proud Family. That's
I'm
crazy.
Seeing these pictures, but they're not real.
Nah, that was like
they got check mark accounts or tweeting it. So I'm like, oh sure. Must be right.
You see, no, but I seen like some like sketches. There's like this one Twitter page. I think it's called The Proud Family with a S. Mm. And it's like sketches of like Penny Proud, like growing up. And it's not real though.
And people there's like a tweet. And
people
she's
are tweeting
like, oh,
it like
brought
it's
my
real.
Friends back and shit. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Shit. Maybe yeah, not. Because so. We'll find out.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah. I mean, I'll check it out. I ain't really like. Woo for it. Like,
oh, that was my shit.
It was a good show.
I had my little after school routine where I just get home, boop, cook 4 hot dogs. Legit. Get home. I had a science to the shit.
Bread,
get home.
No buns, just bread, right?
Yeah, yeah no buns. Yeah, bread. Yeah, my dad literally get mad if you don't have bread with our hot dogs.
Yeah.
He says he used to say that we're wasting food if we don't eat it with bread. Get home, boop, 4 hot dogs, chips on the side.
Chips.
Do my little after school marathon.
4 hot dogs?
Yeah, brother.
Yeah, 4.
Yeah, yeah, I was a big boy.
Yeah. Thickies, bro. Come on, you know.
Trust me, I was a ticky. Yeah. Smart guy, family channel.
I love smart
shit.
Guy.
Smart guy, proud family. Dave the Barbarian.
Dave the Barbarian.
Fucking fall asleep.
The sun is out. The weather is nice. So you know that means we outside. That also means you won't need all those monthly subscriptions because you won't be in the house to use them. So, let Rocket Money get rid of them for you. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of over 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/randomorder. That's rocketmoney.com/randomorder. rocketmoney.com/randomorder.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Yeah.
And then I wake up and do my homework. And that was it.
Confirmed? Confirmed, Trevor?
Yeah, we got I was with him. Yeah, it was 8 hot dogs. We got home at the same time.
My dad bought like shit. 3 hot dog packs at a time because niggas ate a day probably.
Yeah, that's a and lot of hot dogs.
If it was sausages there, 2 hot dogs, 1 sausage.
Oh my God, yeah. 2 hot dogs equals 1 sausage.
Yeah.
Yo, right, with sausages or hot dogs more?
If I had to, a sausage, but hot dogs, no. That's for the fucking...
Do you still eat hot dogs?
That's for rats, nigga.
Hot dogs?
Hot dogs are for rats.
Yeah, I don't eat hot dogs no more. Have you seen how hot dogs are made?
Who gives a fuck? Who the fuck cares?
Yes. Okay, watch when you...
Me, nigga.
Fucking 68.
What's happening? I'm going to turn into a hot dog?
Rotten.
Bro.
What is a hot dog?
Your guts are going to be rotten.
What's a hot dog?
Pig's ass, pig's ears, and pig's teeth, and whatever they could grind up.
Well, it's like
it's just whatever.
It's just like
it's either garbage or make hot dogs.
Oh, we got this shit over here.
Okay. You want to throw this away or you want to make a little...
Let's put it in there.
But at the same time, kind of feel them though.
Bad, though. They taste wavy. Yo, I'll give you. Yeah. Yo, they find a way to
slice them at a 90 degree angle?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Not too deep.
Yeah, you throw it on the grill.
Roll those on the... You don't even dash them. You just roll
toss
them
in barbecue sauce.
Nah, you're absolutely correct.
Different.
Brother.
You got the char lines.
You're absolutely
delicious.
Cool. For Oof. Sure.
I don't know what the fucking process is behind it. It tastes delicious.
Oof. But...
But you're eating pig's asshole.
Yeah.
Probably.
You're eating... The bottom of the barrel shit. It's like,
I mean,
like, yeah.
Niggas is out here eating ass for real, so like, whatever.
You right. You right.
Not but a pig's asshole? That gets or not.
That's a little bit different. Huh? Yo, I used to have this thing where I couldn't.
Sorry.
Like, no matter what, when my dad called me, it'd just be scary. Just like, just fuck, what did I do? Shit, something happened. Like, he's mad at me or some shit.
Mm.
So, on my phone, I used to try and set different contact pictures. So that is like less scary when he calls. So I like look for happy pictures of him smiling, pictures of him with straight face, or a picture with him just doing something goofy. But every, no matter what the fuck picture I chose, it always became scary. I tried changing the ringtone, but then the ringtone becomes scary. There's nothing you can do about it, nigga. That's so now he just has no contact picture.
It's actually really smart. Like,
I tried everything, bro. Because every time he called, it just like my heart would drop.
Yeah.
Even to this day, I'm a 26-year-old man, beard.
That's just how you know. That's how the... That's just growing. That's how being black is, man. That's how our parents raised us, man, with fear.
Like, fuck.
That's how they did it, bro. It was with fear, bro. So, like.
Because, yo, the thing is, not nine times out of ten. Nah, not as much anymore. But before, we just, like, forget. He had all these house rules and shit, and we just forget shit. Don't put this in the garage and leave the garage open and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And we just forget them. And then, like, once you get that call, it's like, yo.
Yo.
Fuck. Even if I wasn't the one who did it, I'm still, like, just catching the heat for some reason.
Yeah.
Chicken out the freezer shit.
Oh,
yeah.
I'll snitch. So, yo, dad, I did my part.
Listen, dad. Nah, that's fucking, honestly, every time, like, my dad called Jermaine, I'd be there just like, yo, what'd he say?
Yeah, after the phone call's done.
Mm-hmm. Yo, is he mad?
Yeah, when he's on the phone,
he's on
the phone.
Like, mid-phone call.
Is he mad? Oh,
yo, JJ. Yo, you mad at me? This chicken.
Yeah, he's not giving me no information.
This is the chicken. Yo, it was my day to do the dishes. Vacuum in. It's crumbs on the floor. What? Yo, tell him I'm gonna put back the 20.
Yo, there's just always something. Even if I just go ham, like I take a whole day to go ham and just clean the crib,
mm-hmm.
You forget one thing that's just enough. Like the worst thing.
Hey, what about the fucking shingles? What's up with the roof?
Oh, fuck, I forgot.
You
wiped
the baseboards. What the fuck?
Yeah, and by then, like, everything's out the window.
I hated the baseboards.
Why are you wiping baseboards? Leave it.
Why?
Or design baseboards to fucking self wipe or some shit, nigga, because they do get dusty. As an adult, I must say, they do get pretty dusty.
They tan. You have one job, brother.
Hey, Tana. We told you, get up and wind your waist. We weren't fucking serious, brother.
Yo, wipe down the baseboards.
Baseboards, bro.
Yo, don't have baseboards then.
Oh, my God.
Just fucking... I'm building a house without baseboards. So my kids
straight wall,
to floor. Rats can
That's
come in
it,
and out.
Nigga.
Do whatever you want, nigga. It's either you want rats or you want to wipe them baseboards. You know, give it a rest. Go ahead, give it a rest.
Bro, if I look like going around my whole house I'm fucking wiping the perimeter of my house.
On fours.
That day.
As a tall man.
No. Come on, bro. That's when I'm like, all right, nah, my asshole's going to be out today, guys. I got to fucking wipe these baseboards. Dad wants me to do it.
The first time I heard wipe the baseboards, I'm like, what, does dad hate us? Yo, is dad, are we adopted?
My nigga, my dad was going through some shit.
Like, are you torturing us, sir?
And I know you remember this period of time. There's a period of time where my dad
was very mean. He was very mean.
Yeah, he's just mad.
Dad, if you're watching this, you are so mean and scary.
I went to school saying I don't have a dad still. Not this month. My dad made us stain the deck. Not once.
So how about another quote?
How about one more quote, man?
I think we did three quotes.
This guy came home from work. We look like we're in fucking Dominican Republic for 5 weeks. And this guy came home, looked at it. It's got to be darker, man. Got to be darker.
Yeah, how about another layer, man?
Tobit's is darker, man. Like, I don't give a shit what Uncle Tobit's deck look like.
Bro, why are we staining the deck?
Who the fuck is coming?
Is wood.
And nobody came over to look at our deck.
No one complimented the fucking deck coats. Oh, is this three coats?
I'm fucking dark as shit over in the corner. Like, nigga, you don't see the shit.
Yo, hey, you got darker. You tan.
Like, did you notice the deck, nigga?
Fuck me. You notice what else got darker?
I got stained.
Fuck what I got going on. Look at this. I got fucking 10 coats darker, dog. Yo. My dad was making us white baseboards.
Baseboards.
Wipe our fucking fridge out. This guy said, yo, vinegar the fridge, man. Kill all the bacteria. I'm like, dad.
It looks clean.
Bacteria's cold is what?
It can't survive there, bro.
Actually, I think it can.
I think it can, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about that still. I feel like heat is what...
Clean the garage. Clean the garage. Clean the shed, man. Clean the shed.
Yo, let that man find a moldy onion or some shit.
Ooh.
Oh.
It's a wrap.
He'll get a hotel and sleep out that night.
Your dad ever trip about, like... I mean, maybe not. Yep. I feel like it's more of a...
He did. I remember that, actually. It's fucking disgusting. I'm out, man. Where the fuck are you going?
Nah, it wasn't necessarily clean. It's when my aunt be tripping about, like, containers. Like, if she, like, sends, like, food away,
yeah,
it doesn't get her containers back. Oh, my gosh, bro. It's like...
Yo, that, I feel like you just kind of, like, you got to accept it. Because, when I get containers...
Exactly.
No. Oh, you're not getting it back.
Bro.
Especially if they're usually... The containers I get lent, they're usually way nicer than my shit for some reason.
Yo, mom be giving, like the glass joint, like, the oven
don't do that,
joints.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
I give you the Chinese ones.
Yeah, exactly.
The black ones with the fucking...
Here, exactly.
Hold that. Bring it to your
I give you two plates.
My dad was on that. He was more so on the fucking, like, if shits didn't match. So if he's trying to, like, find some food, if he's trying to find a container to put food in,
mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Where's the matching lids, man?
Yeah.
Then he'll start throwing shit. I'm like, yo, I'm going outside.
Yo, is your Tupperware cupboard organized?
Nah, really not.
Right? That's not a thing,
all
right?
The fucking time.
It doesn't matter.
Most annoying.
Because remember being kids, we used to organize it. I gets mad. Or even he gets so mad that he does it.
Yeah.
But when he does it, like, loud and shit. So
bro.
I used to hate when he did it.
Your pops ever get up, like,
yeah,
early in the morning and start cleaning, and he very loudly
loud because he's mad.
He's like,
so what? And then I try to help him. So I don't know what to do, dad.
Fuck out of here, man. Like, hey,
if I stay upstairs and sleep, you're mad.
You're gonna get mad.
If I come downstairs and I help you.
Listen, my dad's an amazing person, guys.
The craziest part is he's a great man.
This guy's a great
Every
guy.
Time I got Blaze, I'm still like, man, I love that guy.
Yeah.
Because literally, you could joke with him like as soon as he's done that.
Bro, but
he's not gonna diss you.
She would definitely come downstairs and what the fuck is this, man? I'm like, yo, look at this.
I'm like, yo, I didn't even know.
Yo, the problem with my dad is he would lift up shit that's never
been lifted.
Doesn't need to clean behind the stove for what?
The stove is always
there. We'll do that when we move.
Even then, the stove is still gonna be there.
Be there.
Even if you don't, if you move that stove, you're gonna put the stove back.
One, two fries there, whatever, you know?
Yeah.
I get it when I see it. I don't see it.
Exactly.
But this guy came into my room one day, opened my door, and moved my dresser. What the fuck is this? I'm like,
I've never seen that because I've never moved this shit.
Big ass dust one is, bro.
Shots but even me, I'll be like, yo, what the fuck is that?
Yeah. Sometimes I'm like, yo, what the
fuck? I'm like, yo, like, box, man, you got a point.
That's how you get sick.
I was like, is that how it happens?
To my dad, my dad knew exactly how to get sick.
Holy, man. Shout out.
You see that? That's exactly how you get sick. That right there, look. That's how you get sick.
That's
man.
It. That's why you're getting sick all the time.
Bro, I'd be fucking have a runny nose. Open your closet, man. Let me see how you got sick.
Fuck. He starts lifting some shit. Don't sniffle around him, bro. He starts checking the crib.
Oh, my God. Bro, I remember my dad fucking, I think he smelled like some of my clothes when I was first learning how to do laundry. Mm. You still wearing this shit, man?
Yo, sometimes, man, it's just not ready to get washed. Like, it doesn't smell clean, but it doesn't smell dirty, you know?
Yeah, so. You know what I mean? Like, it smells like me. That's my scent.
Yeah, that's my natural scent.
You know, that's my scent.
If you guys travel and you guys, like, rent cars and shit, I think renting cars is the funniest thing ever because it's the hardest fucking thing to do. It's such a procedure.
Yeah.
They make it seem like, oh, it's so easy. Come here, pick your car up, boop, bop, you're out.
It's never like the commercials.
Yeah, never like that. I've never seen a car renting commercials, but if I saw one, it's not like
they're
that.
They're smiling. Like, it doesn't look like that.
Like, you're there, you got to go there, and then it's just like, oh, hey, man, do you have a reservation number? It's like, well, fuck, I know it's about a reservation number. I just got my name. It's like, oh, I don't know, boy, you got a reservation number. It's like, all right, fine.
So okay. Like, fuck, like what?
Fuck you give me attitude for? All right, Richards? Yeah, that's what I said. That's what my fucking ID says. I'm going to need another form of ID. I'm like, bro.
But there's that one, though.
Bro, take my credit card and give me the whip, bro.
Take my money.
Bro.
Yeah. I have the money.
You have me liable for the car right here on this card.
This is not a valid credit card. I'm sorry. I'm like, bro, why?
It's got to be green.
It doesn't say your name on it.
It's ridiculous.
Bro. And then it's like, bro, you rent a fucking certain whip. They give you a next one. And it's just like, oh, this is all we have. I'm like, bro, but you said.
I chose that one. The reason I clicked that button is because I wanted that car.
I said, yeah, that's a sick car. Why you got, what?
Where is it?
What is that?
Bro, okay, who has it? Where do I gotta go for that?
Bro, if you think renting a car, talking to fucking like Americans or whatever is easy or is hard, I was in fucking Paris, nigga, trying to rent a car.
Oh yeah,
and
that's not the chokes on.
Yeah,
someone has to be getting
choked. That's crazy that you even drive out in those places. Like,
I drive everywhere. I'm just like, yeah, I just want to experience it.
I'm gonna start. I felt good when I drove in Miami that one time. I was like, I would not have done this on my own.
Feel adventurous, you know what I mean? Peter Pan.
Well, Miami ain't that different from Toronto, like driving wise. Like, that's different when you go overseas, but
yeah, highways in the States is ridiculous, stupid.
Yeah,
I hate it.
Oh, if I'm on the right side, it doesn't even make sense to me. All you niggas in England, I don't know how you guys are magicians now. I don't know how the fuck that works.
You guys are scary
to drive on the right side.
Yeah.
Oh, that fucking blows my mind.
No. Yeah,
it doesn't even make sense.
Different.
Why are you there?
Hey, which
what on the right side?
Yeah. No.
Just leave it one. Yo, okay.
Sheldon?
She can be tight.
I was just going to say, like, you think that Popeye sandwich is really that good?
Yo, man, I've been hearing mad reviews. Like I was saying, I was talking to dedicated Chick-fil-A fans.
Mm-hmm. Who's a dedicated Chick-fil-A fan?
Symphony is a dedicated Chick-fil-A fan.
Yo, she laughed her in front of the
sandwich.
Eat
back-to-back burgers at Chick-fil-A. I rode with her, drove very far places for Chick-fil-A. She said that Popeye's one. It's better.
Now, I'm going to say this.
But she felt nauseous yesterday, so.
Yeah, I'm not having it. Yeah.
I'm going to say this, though. Like, I fuck with Popeyes, like the fish sandwich. Like, I get it all the time. So, I feel like they can make a good chicken burger. I was kind of surprised. I thought they always had a chicken sandwich.
A spicy one or some shit. I think it's a different one. So spicy chicken sandwich.
What did they change about it?
It looks like a bigger piece of chicken. The bun, pickles and shit.
The last one is terrible.
Those
stiff ones, like the French, like.
Yeah, I saw a picture. I was getting confused. We don't have it in Canada. So I was looking at that one, and I saw, it looked like a JL catalog or some shit. Like I'm a JL menu or some shit.
I'm going to give you two reasons. What Symphony said, Popeyes is better.
Yeah, but she felt nauseous, so she's rethinking that.
I'm going to tell you why that's not valid.
talk about it. Let's get it.
When we're in Detroit, we went on a mission ourselves to find some Chick-fil-A. Faitana never had Chick-fil-A, and honestly, I could care less if he had
fuck,
the
nigga,
shit.
I just wanted Chick-fil-A.
I wanted this shit.
Fuck whatever experience you're having right now.
Fuck who else is in the car.
I
want it now. We found a Chick-fil-A, and it was in the hospital. Hear me out. It was a fucking amazing experience.
The
restaurant was beautiful. The restaurant was beautiful. In a hospital.
So I said, my grandma's sick. I need to go check her out. Where's your nearest bathroom in Chick-fil-A?
Just the Chick-fil-A first would be proper.
I gotta get my mom right before I see her, you know.
It's just a lot going on in there. It's just
spicy time.
I've
eaten all day, you know.
Yeah, so and we did our excuse again. You get one burger, you order everything for yourself, you go back out there. Yeah, I think Jerome back at home. Kinda want to
fall again. Jerome upstairs in the hospital. We just gotta fuck up. I think he wants them dips too.
Oh yeah.
He was very adamant on them dips.
Okay, sir, can I get a name? Just put it under Jerome this time. Put
it under this one. Not for me.
This one not for me. Put it under Jerome. Anyways, we had a conversation with somebody. I think she was a security guard there. And I said, yo, she was asking us like what's so special about Chick-fil-A? And I'm like, yo, you guys cook it with heart. You guys cook the shit like, yo, I want to make this burger for you.
I'm here. I
Popeyes.
Love you. Someone from Chick-fil-A said I love you before to me.
I said I love you back.
Yeah, I hugged them.
And it's actually like they really cook it. Like it's not frozen. Yeah.
Popeyes
like,
is not
we know
doing
it.
That.
It's not frozen. Like they really like cook that shit. So like it's good.
I'm telling you, I don't even have to try it. I've been a fucking alive for 25 years. I've had Popeyes maybe 5 times in my life. Not even lying.
I don't even
remember.
Literally 0 times in my life.
Bro. I think I had it like once in high school. I don't think I had a full meal. I don't remember paying for Popeyes ever. Like I think I just tried off of people.
I love Popeyes. I had that shit today.
I just don't think they're comparing with Chick-fil-A. And anyone comparing with Chick-fil-A, there's already going to be in topic before like some shit just goes viral on the internet.
But yo, if it's better, it's better. If you think it's better,
bro,
it's
there's better. A lot of videos of people eating this sandwich.
Because it's relevant
and then,
now?
No. And then eating the...
You could say no, though. Nigga.
Shout out to Kev. Kev on stage. He did a video. He's eating both of the sandwiches,
I trust
bro.
His judgment.
I trust Kev.
What he said?
I don't.
He said the Popeyes one is better, bro.
I don't. I'm not having it.
Like, do you think everyone's lying or like you just don't think you like it?
I think everyone's lying. I think everyone's motherfucking lying.
So, boys, road trip?
Yeah, wait, bro. Put it in Canada. Yo, let us get shit, nigga. Bro, it's
we're fucking
kills
NBA
me.
Champions.
Have we not done it enough? Like,
we have
the Larry O'Beezy in Toronto.
It's here.
The Larry O'Brien Trophy is in Toronto.
Fuck.
Bro, I hate seeing shit and I'm on Twitter and I'm mingling with Americans and shit. But then we can't indulge in the same shit. You guys are talking about this big debate. Oh, fuck. We don't have Chick-fil-A and we don't even have the other sandwich.
It's okay. It's okay.
So I'm just fucking sitting here reading shit and watching videos.
Feeling left out.
And I want to know.
Yep.
So yeah, Buffalo?
Yeah.
I'm done.
Yeah, we can do Buffalo. Rent a car.
Honestly, I'll eat chicken if we go.
This is what's going to make you do it?
No, nigga, shit.
I'll go.
I don't crit.
You know what? The weekend's right here. I'll rent another car. We can fly out, baby boy.
Okay, well, I'm kind of busy this weekend.
Motherfucker.
Sorry, brother.
It's okay.
He just sent you a no period. Just
yeah. No. No. Nah. But nah, I think the shit can be better, but I just think Popeyes compared to Chick-fil-A as a restaurant,
as a whole.
Okay. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm saying. There's no comparison. Like, if Popeyes was that sick, niggas should be already comparing it. Like, I remember when Popeyes came and Mary Brown's is here and niggas was comparing the two. I don't know if Americans know what Mary Brown's is.
I think Mary Brown's probably better.
Mary Brown's is what? Yeah, Mary Brown's
actually,
is sick.
I don't know. I haven't had Mary Brown's in a minute.
I was rocking with Mary Brown's just because it felt like more of a home style restaurant.
Yeah, you feel me?
Yeah, yeah. Chick-fil-A feels like more of like they take pride in their food and all that, rah, rah, rah. Like, I just wouldn't compare Popeyes to it. Niggas comparing it now because like the sandwich, I don't know if it's new or if it just came out anywhere. I don't really know. But
well,
I just
if
think,
I have the best chicken sandwich in my mind and I try a new one and I say, oh my God, it's better than the best chicken sandwich in my mind, then I'm going to say it.
So it's new. I just don't know where it came from. Or is nigga just trying
it's
to
new.
Say, yo.
It's new. It's a new sandwich.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's a new sandwich.
And then, I saw a tweet saying Shake Shack. Shake Shack be having some good food, too.
Shake Shack has a fire.
Shake Shack is like, hey, we got chicken burgers. And nigga's like, nigga, your sandwiches are $104.92.
Yeah.
Which is a fact, bro. Shake Shack is so expensive.
That's a fucking true.
Yep.
That's a fact. But yeah, I'm gonna rock with Chick-fil-A on this, man.
Yo, I think I'm gonna
I'm gonna try it out. But I think everyone,
maybe as a business, I don't really. The sandwiches are very good. I mean, they praise the Lord.
I mean, bro, we don't got it here anyway, so.
No, it's on their way. They said.
Yep.
Did they?
Yeah, they did.
Yep.
You didn't know?
I see an article right now. It says Popeye's new chicken sandwich isn't coming to Canada.
Oh, it's not about Chick-fil-A shit. Oh, Chick-fil-A. Whoa, what the fuck, though?
Yeah.
What do you mean? I just missed that.
Just
why not?
I don't know. Let me see.
Yo, make it. Yo, I will eat it.
I'll
eat it.
I called 6 different Popeyes.
Oh, you called them?
No,
okay.
They don't.
You went there.
They don't have them. They're not coming
here. No, they
definitely
don't have them.
They're not here. Me and Jermaine went on Twitter yesterday. We're like, yo, is it here? And it wasn't here. And then we just went to get another chicken sandwich from somewhere else.
Now that shit.
That shit.
Nah.
I ain't gonna lie. That look.
Nah, that shit.
Yo, I'm not gonna lie.
You tell me where that's from, because I might have to.
I think in 2020, I'm gonna go full vegan.
Cap.
Big cap.
R.I.P. Nipsey, I can tell you how to get rich. I can tell you how to die, how to live in this bitch.
Pick mama up riding with the paper plate.
Bro, I don't know what that means.
Like that. I don't.
He said pick
mama
up
riding with the paper plate.
You guys don't know what that is?
Yeah, I know what that is. Paper plates is like when you get a new whip in the States, it just has like a paper where the plate is.
Yeah.
You don't have to get a plate.
Oh!
Yeah. So it's a brand new whip is what he's saying.
Yo, I thought he was holding a paper plate while he's picking her up.
Yeah.
Like
came from a barbecue.
Hey.
No lie, I thought he was picking up her with a paper plate.
Hey. Like, hey, man, I just came from the barbecue. What's up?
Hey, you want some?
Hey, forget what I said.
I pick niggas up with a paper plate, though. You feel me?
Yo.
I like that,
mama
though.
Up riding with the paper plate.
That makes so much sense.
This is better, though.
Yeah, that's
like, I want Birdman to pick me up holding a paper plate. That's my dream, actually.
If you guys can make that happen.
You hand Shorty the paper plate, you're Chris. That's
KK,
awesome.
What about this?
Shining like a diamond from an eagle to a pigeon.
That doesn't make no motherfucker.
Maybe from pigeon to eagle, right?
Yeah, it would have been
shining like a diamond from an eagle to a pigeon.
From an eagle to a pigeon? Why would you want to go like from a sick eagle to a pigeon?
Exactly. Shining like a diamond from an eagle to a pigeon.
I think he wanted to say pigeon to an eagle, but he couldn't.
Just whatever. Yeah, the bars and
he
shit.
Just like, fuck it, bro.
I need to hear it one more time.
Yeah, one more time.
Shining like a diamond from an eagle to a pigeon. Here you go.
Shining like a diamond from an eagle to a pigeon.
Shining like a diamond
from
an eagle
to a pigeon.
To a pigeon. So I think what that means right there.
Shining like a diamond. You
is he shining like a diamond, right?
Yes, sir.
Shining like a diamond from an eagle to a pigeon. What song is that from?
From
I Run This.
I run this.
Do you know that?
Shining.
Huh?
Do you know that already?
Nah, I literally just looked.
Oh. Let's see what Genius has to say. Genius probably doesn't. Yeah.
They don't got nothing.
Most of it's blank. There's no shining like a diamond from an eagle to a pigeon. Birds on the wild, hunted deep, and we chilling. Finger on the trigger. That's our time. How it little.
No, Trevon.
Sheldon, let me breathe. I'm a baby.
Go ahead.
Yo, I seriously can't even fucking make a guess.
They know what hustling, doing donuts in the lamb is. I want candy on the slab, though. You know what I'm saying?
Shining like a diamond from an eagle to a pigeon. Yo, maybe this guy lead it.
Yeah.
From an eagle to a pigeon.
I think it means the diamond, like the altitude they're flying, the pigeon's always below the eagle, so looking up farther. So it's not supposed to be. Shining like a diamond is not one bar. It's shining like a diamond from an eagle to a pigeon. Like the diamonds with the eagle to a pigeon. So a pigeon, you know?
You over there doing stretches,
boy. Yeah, you over there right now. Essay right now. You over there.
Zaytana, what is this action called?
You reaching. Oh, you need help reaching.
Zaytana, you reaching, boy. This ain't no Russ lyrics, boy.
We're in Chick-fil-A. They had the little vase at the table, little flowers and little decorations, the core, people calling you by your first name.
Mm-hmm.
It was quiet, no music, nobody running around and fucking around and shit. I'm like, yo, why are restaurants fun? Like, why are you, restaurants should not be fun. You should sit, it's fucking dinner time. You're supposed to sit there. You're supposed to eat your dinner.
You know the restaurants where you got like girls like dancing around and shit?
Why are you playing?
Yeah, I don't
know. I came here to eat.
You're not my drink over.
The reason I opened these fucking doors is to come here and eat.
Yeah.
Bro, why are we playing where we eat? You could literally fucking eat and then go play it somewhere else after.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. I didn't even fucking talk when I eat. Yeah. I literally have nothing to talk about when I eat. I'll be with 40 people.
Yeah, it's a fact.
Mm-hmm. What's that final dinner with Jesus and shit?
The Last Supper.
I'll be at the Last Supper not saying anything.
Last Supper. Nigga, look, I think niggas really need to hire me and my friend group to come around and just observe what's going on. I think we have some great observations.
Great insight.
Mm-hmm. First off, I'm going to send you guys a picture. I'm going to throw it up on the screen right here. This was Sheldon in Miami, everyone.
Except. Yeah.
Sheldon in Miami.
And for y'all fuck niggas, this is not me. Just so you know, this is Sheldon. A fucking joke.
That is Sheldon. But I think we have amazing observations, you know. And when we're in that Chick-fil-A, we're like, yo, this is
it's a vibe.
Because I didn't realize what it was. I was like having such a great time. I'm eating my sandwich. I'm indulged and shit. I'm like, yo, what the fuck is it about this place? I'm like, oh, yo, there's no music. No one's fucking running around. There's no play place. There's no kids screaming and shit, acting like brats on the floor and shit. Niggas eating their fries. There should have been a candle.
What are you here? What are you here to do, sir? What are you here to do, Jaren?
I've come here to eat.
Oh, that's amazing. Here's the table. Here's your food. Anything else?
Oh, perfect. No, because I just came here to fucking eat, nigga.
Do you need Polynesia sauce?
Yes, I'll take that, though.
My pleasure.
Nigga! It is your pleasure to give me sauce? And that's what fucks me. Oh, man. That's
how?
Yo, you can't. So one sandwich to sandwich. Okay, whatever, nigga. But yo, as a whole, though,
as a man,
did you just say you're talking dirty to me? It is your pleasure to give me sauce. They say, what sauces do you want? First off, you ask, what sauce do I want? Even if you say, yo, I'll give you fucking 3 drips of sauce. What kind of sauce
Popeyes
do you want?
I'll be like, yes. Never.
You asked. It wasn't even my idea.
I didn't bring that up. You just met me and you want.
Get out of my head.
What sauces I want?
Get out of my fucking head.
You fucking freak.
Freakazoid.
You freak.
Yep.
And I say, oh, let me get a Polynesian. Let me get a Chick-fil-A sauce. They give you two each.
Two. They go two?
Two. Homegirl gave me a fucking handful. She said, here. Is this the claw game? Chick-fil-A be serving you like a fucking claw game at an arcade.
It doesn't fall off, though. It tightens up when they tighten up. That shit do not drop.
That's and a beautiful thing, McDonald's.
I was standing take there, notes. And I'm like, okay, I'll take these sauces, rah, rah, rah. Oh, we'll bring it to you, baby boy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Oh, you will find me?
You're going to bring me?
Thank
my
you.
My meal?
I could go, you're going to, you look for me?
I appreciate that.
That's
love.
Man, I feel so loved at Chick-fil-A.
I ain't going to lie, that's a fact. I've never felt disrespected at Chick-fil-A.
No matter where it is.
I've always felt just like, wow, like. Even my first time, like, shit, it's kind of nerve-wracking. I don't know what I'm going to order.
Yeah. It's okay, baby. Take your time.
Let's get to that counter.
How you doing, baby?
How can I help you?
What kind of drink can I get poured for you right now?
Why what kind of drink can I get poured for you?
No. It ain't even how can I help you. It's what's your name?
What's that?
First.
What's your name?
Where you go at where they ask your name first? I said, I jumped the gun. I was like, I want a waffle fries. And then she's like, I need your name first.
I need a name first, baby. I'm like, you know what? Yeah, I do it.
Baby.
I like it.
Sheldon.
I remember one time I went to Chick-fil-A and I had my bag, so I was traveling. They said, you must be so tired, baby. Mm. What can I get started for you? I'm going to make sure it's hot. I said,
is it going to be hot? You said hot?
I would like a
come on, now, easy, babe. What you want?
I just want a combo for you. We'll get that started for you. Can I upsize that to a large?
Yes.
Thank you. Please.
Yeah, I just feel like I'm home, man.
And that's why I don't want it to come to Toronto. I feel like we're like, how the fuck are you going to like?
Where's it coming to? Like,
I don't know.
Yeah,
it's a
guy I know and shit. Yo, what up, Jay?
Yeah.
Yorkville?
I don't even know. I think so.
Man.
I think by Cheesecake Factory or something like that.
No, that's Yorkdale.
Huh? I think.
Oh, I thought it was Yorkdale.
That's what I think.
Okay, let me look that up.
I don't know, though.
It's my opinion.
Yeah, I don't know. I can just fucking picture niggas fucking. Like, bro, when I was in New York, it's my pleasure. I'm like,
fucking stay in America to have a good Chick-fil-A.
It's my pleasure.
You need to fly out some Americans.
I love Miami. Miami and Chick-fil-A will forever be the best,
that's the best Chick-fil-A
ever. Period. Ever, 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 ever. Nobody makes it better than Miami. That's just my opinion. From where I've had it, Miami has the best Chick-fil-A. I don't know what it's going to be like here, but I'm not trying to deal with some fucking rude shit here. If I ask for a sauce and niggas say no.
It better still be your pleasure, nigga.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that. Can I get a sauce? Yeah, sure, man.
Oh, is it not your pleasure, my man? Hey, what's up with this thing? Grab his fucking hand. Hey.
Are you not pleasured to give me sauce?
Don't ruin it for me, man. Toronto, please do not ruin it for me. Chick-fil-A, come to Toronto. We talked about this before in our earlier podcast episode. But this is our debut episode. It's coming next week.
Our first episode.
Between August 26th and September.
Ah,
shut the
fuck
up.
You don't just
say
that
to me. They said 2020. I will line up tonight.
Bro, I'm looking at pictures of the restaurant. Like,
I'll line up tonight.
Come together?
Bro, like, menus up, logos up. They covered it. Apparently, Mads picked up their uniforms yesterday.
Yesterday? Where was I at? This shit is fresh, nigga. Where my uniform at? Yo, y'all niggas go to Toronto. You guys are going to pull up to the Chick-fil-A, and I swear for God, I'm going to be the manager, nigga. I'm going to come out. Is everything all right here? Y'all got your sauces? Hey!
You ain't
got
enough.
My pleasure. I'll be in the drive-thru poking my head off. Hey! My pleasure.
Yeah, it's in Yorkville.
Yeah. Oh, okay, I thought it was Yorkville.
Blur Street.
Oh, my God. I'm there. I'm going to move in.
I'm going to move in. They better have a drive-thru.
I don't think so.
In a bed.
The way it's set up.
Oh, my God. The Chick-fil-A on Sunset in L.A. I have to say.
Is there a Chick-fil-A with drive-thru?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Oh, they're under. Bro, they even drive-thru, right?
They pulled
They revolutionized the drive-thru game.
No. Yo, remember when we pulled up to the fucking drive-thru? And then, yo, this is, again, guys, I'll talk about Chick-fil-A rest of the fucking episode.
Okay.
The nigga pulled up. Okay, listen. Okay, I got it. Okay, the nigga pulled up. Okay, look. We pulled up, okay? And he's like, okay. Oh, my God. No, I got to get this right.
Yeah, please.
He's like, we pulled up and he's just like, oh my God, wow. I think he had like the drinks he was about to hand it to us. He's like,
oh my God, them some fresh fades. Where y'all going? Where y'all going?
Where are you guys
like,
going?
Whoa, whoa. What the fuck? Oh, really, really? Like, I'm there fixing my shit for a nigga. I'm like, yeah. Just, yeah, you know.
It made me blush.
I'm chilling.
Bro,
I'm chilling.
It made my whole day.
You got the two combo number fours? Yeah, I did.
Yes, I did.
Them fades, where you boys coming from? I'm like, yo, just, like, nigga, you ain't gonna feel good
right
now.
You know
like,
what I'm saying?
That's can amazing. I tip you? Do y'all do that?
You gonna take this? If I slide it, you gonna take it?
Man, if there is anyone I would tip, it's some Chick-fil-A employees,
that's
man.
A fact.
That you remember that day when he
of
made
course,
us feel
yeah.
real good?
I still think about it to this day.
Yeah. Even Maria was looking journal. At me like,
the fade is nice.
Fade. Yeah. It's a nice fade. Yeah,
man, who cleaned y'all boys up, man?
I was like, yo, I didn't even know what to tell him. Like, oh shit, yeah. But them niggas pull up to you on the drive thru in LA, Sunset. Wow. Is it Sunset?
Sunset, some shit.
Sunset, it's like Hollywood.
Yeah, I don't fucking know.
Yeah, but that shit, that's a nice Chick-fil-A, man. Mm-hmm. We always have some good experiences there, man.
Yeah, oh man, shout out to LA.
Bro, niggas don't be, sorry, before you go on, there's one person in a comment said, where's Sheldon at? If you watch the video, we literally opened the shit up, our man Sheldon is in LA. I feel like people don't watch the shit. Watch, are you guys watching it this far? Where do you guys fall off? Let me know. Because like we got to open the shit. Yo, Sheldon's not here. I'm so sorry, guys.
A man starts the video and just drags it to the middle.
Yeah. Where is he? Where is he?
Yeah, and I got DMs and shit too. Like, they said it in the video, bro. Like,
I don't understand.
Oh, they reached out to find out what was going on with that last episode?
Yep. Bro, come back on the podcast. I just...
It's been one episode.
I wasn't there.
God forbid that you get fucking sick. Yo, what the fuck?
I appreciate it, though.
Guys.
That's love, but like, just
Sheldon
listen.
Had a baby, guys, so he's going to be off the pod. Whoa, where the fuck's the chocolate one? Bring the baby. Whoa, wait, it's not chocolatey enough. Guys, yeah, people will be missing sometimes. I will not be here sometimes. It's- But it just mean the fan done love.
Yeah, they mean, hey, they love. I look at it like that.
Yeah, but
damn.
They could read a little bit. Yeah, you know, they could scroll down.
You could write a different comment, mm-hmm. You know? You could still show that you miss me, but you don't got to ask where I'm at. Because
you're not going to get an answer.
Yeah.
Anyways, how was LA?
Nah, LA was really good, man. It was very inspirational. It's better than I thought I was going to go. You know, I'm ready to go back, but, you know, I got some work to do before I do that.
I hear that.
That's it, man. LA's LA, you know?
I hear that.
It was dope.
I feel it, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, LA was so different to me when we first started going there. Mm. Like, I thought it was the fucking future, nigga.
Mm.
I thought it was like, yo, LA is everything.
Mm.
LA is heaven. But after a while, I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever ridden those the bird shits?
Those are fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are quite fun. Child.
I did not ride it.
Yo, those are fun as shit. Those
yeah.
Fun. Fun. Especially,
you know, Symphony really wanted us to do it, and I was kind of just like, meh.
Nah, that's a concept. If you're in the right area, it's a concept.
I'm gonna try to download the app, and it didn't download. I was like, I was over it, you know. But
oh yeah, once if I don't really want to do some shit and it's kind of hard. Oh,
yeah,
no.
That's how I was feeling. Like I'm like, all right, let me download this app. I'm gonna do this. We're gonna try it out. App wasn't downloading.
Oh, notice came up. Ah, fuck it. Fuck it. It didn't work.
Symphony, like we're right. It's right there. Like
we just walk it. I was like my dad. Anything. Sometimes I give him instructions. Like it's a hard example to come up with, but like. It's something super specific that only he could do, but it's like kind of technological. And like, I need him to do me a favor. And it's like three steps.
Mm-hmm.
Say, Dad, okay, go on your computer and then open up my computer and then go, hey, no, man, fuck, I'm doing it. I'm not with this shit, man. Just come here and do it. Anything more, anything to do with science and technology and it has more than one step, my dad's not going to do it.
Yep.
He's not, no.
Yep.
If it's nothing physical, like if I don't say, okay, Dad, you have to lift this up.
He'll
like,
fucking do that. He'll put it together. He'll assemble a whole building.
All right, Dad, you have to lift this up. Ah, man.
Okay, Dad, just go in your photos and just recently delete it.
No, man. Fuck that, man.
With this shit, man. Stupid.
Am I your fucking bitch? Whoa.
I think he's trying to cover up that technology scares him.
Yeah.
God damn.
But, however, the other day I went to his house and, like, now he kind of likes the fact that, like, me and Jermaine are tech savvy. So he's like, yo, man, Jermaine, Alicia's having problems with her phone. How you get this picture over here? I'm like, okay, Dad, so you just do this and he gets his glasses? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh, now you want this?
A shoddy will make you do it.
So bring it back.
So what now? Power?
I just turned it on. I just unlocked it. What do you mean bring it back? Okay, all right, Dad. I'll fucking lock it again.
Okay, so the wait sleep wake button is the one on your side.
Okay, sleep wake. Whoa, sleep wake. What? What so, Jermaine, you go too fast. Come on, man. Fuck.
Bro, that's literally hilarious. We're Geek Squad when we get, we're fucking Geek Squad when we get to my dad's house.
Oh my god.
So all his technological problems of the last 3 months mm-hmm. is just boom, piled yeah. On the list.
My dad is getting to the age now where it's just like everything he does, he has to get his glasses for it. And I'm just like, bro, you don't need your glasses for this. I'm like, yo, dad, how do you turn on this TV? It's one of these, man.
Would your dad ever get like, you think your dad would ever get LASIK?
Huh? No,
oh, he's not doing that shit. Laser technology.
Bro, nah, the he got the glasses from the dollar store. They're not even probably prescribed dollars.
Yo, he's like, what? It works.
And it's literally just to see like something really quick, and then he takes them off. He doesn't like wearing them.
Yeah.
And I'm like, bro, like, how do you not see this? I'm like, it's three remotes that are completely different shapes, and he needs his glasses to see. I'm like, bro, like,
yo, that shit always, bro. That shit still doesn't make sense. How can you not see close? That doesn't make sense. Seeing not far, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah,
it's far, it's small and shit. Mm-hmm. But to not be able to see what's right in front of you fucking blows my mind.
Yeah, it's kind of...
You go hold it over there?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy still.
Oh, it's this. It's an A.
I never want to do this. I get something and I have to move my head all the way back.
Yeah. Wait a minute. What the fuck is this?
I feel bad when I show like an old person some shit on my phone. I'm all right, Nick. I know you're not going to see it. You're not even going to get it. If you see it, that's like one thing. So I understand the joke too. It's like, should I show my dad a meme?
That's a fact.
What's taking that? Too long.
Nah, I don't see the joke stuff.
He has to read it slow. The penguin went. This is fucking stupid, man. Like, okay,
I just spilled sauce in the bins. Oh, yes, I'm going to do it again. Ooh. I just turned up my bitch.
Ooh.
And she been just. Oh, God, Jesus Christ.
It's not for everybody, so man. That can't slime, man. So not everybody can do it so gracefully.
So fucking tough being
a baby. Man.
I just spilled sauce in the Benz. Mm. Oh, yes, I'm going to do it again. Mm. I just turned up my bitch. Ooh. And she just been shopping and shit. Damn, I can't do nothing with Jeezy. And I plan on dying like this.
Click the thing. What does he mean by that? Why can't he do anything with Jeezy?
Gucci and Jeezy had beef. I think we're talking about Lil Wayne. And something to do with Lil Wayne and fucking how Carter 6 couldn't come out. So Young Thug tried to do it in his name and then changed it to Barter 6, rah, rah, rah. And then I was talking about how I really appreciate how like Young Thug was never he was ignorant, but he wasn't ignorant to the people that he like idolized and shit like that. So like Gucci and Wayne were like two people he idolized, and he's like, yo, like as much as Wayne disses me or says whatever, he cannot like me, say this, I'll never say anything about that man because like he made me, rah rah rah. Mm-hmm. So shit like this where he's saying like, yo, I can never work with Jeezy just on the fucking strength that Gucci's beefing with Jeezy. Like, that's kind of hard. You know what I mean?
And I plan like dying. I plan on dying like this.
If I was young Jeezy,
I was like, fuck. And like, he's like one of the guys I had on my list of like people I want to work with eventually.
Just wipe that off.
I was like, oh, fuck. He's going to die like that.
He's not working with me ever.
Y'all fuck with Jeezy?
I never fucked with Jeezy. But like, I never like continued.
Grade 6 was like last time. I'm like, yeah, Jeezy shit drop. Like, I know he has like a dedicated. Mm-hmm. He has a dedicated fucking fan base. Anyone I know who's a Jeezy fan is like, they'll fuck me up if I don't like him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's hard, but like,
going on just, that trap shit.
Yeah. I was never a Gucci fan either, like growing up.
Oh yeah, I just didn't get it.
Yeah, neither. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Gucci or Jeezy, I didn't really care.
But I never like,
I was on that So Icy shit, bro.
Yeah. I was so icy.
My chain hang down to my dick.
Wait, what?
Remember that line?
No.
You remember that?
I remember that line.
That's a
chain hang down to my dick.
In the So Icy
song, nigga. So
icy. Oh, little girl be shining.
Yeah,
that one?
Yeah, that one.
It's like the last thing. That's how the song ends. So Icy full.
I've repeated it too much. I don't think I ever heard the end.
My chain hang down to my dick. And he holds a note. I'm pretty sure if it's exactly how it is in my head, he holds a note for very long. My chain hang down to
my dick. Yo.
Why are you singing that, though?
Yo, the fucking niggas are in the booth like this, though. So. Keep going.
My chain hang down to my dick.
Okay, he didn't give context, though.
My torso is small.
I'm a little person.
Maybe just has a small torso. Fucking tiny ass torso.
My torso's like a toddler. Man, I was at the restaurant. Restaurants need to fix their shit, man. I was at the restaurant the other day, and I just didn't like how. First off, we got
You know what I'm saying? We got some gift cards at the do your part charity basketball game.
What y'all did with those?
Yeah, we got some gift cards. Grambling City Center gift cards, but us also happen to be proudly accepted at Moxie's. So me and Trey was doing some math, running through the numbers. I'm like, I got a gift card for $100 proudly accepted at Moxie's.
Uh-huh.
I said, say, don't you got one of them little gift cards?
I actually did have. I had two of them gift cards.
For some reason.
How did you get two?
Look, listen. So look, if we took $100, that's proudly accepted at Moxie's. Uh-huh. And you got $200 over there. That's proudly accepted at Moxie's. Moxie's is a restaurant. For my people who don't know that, Moxie's is a restaurant.
Yeah.
It's a restaurant.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, that's $300.
$300.
Proudly accepted.
They ready to proudly accept $300.
So I was like, we should go there.
Why niggas ain't called me? What the fuck?
You went home. Nigga, I said we about to go.
You said no, period.
Yeah, you said no.
No.
I said we're going to go eat at Moxie's.
You said no.
No, you didn't.
I said we're going to head downtown and we're going to get some food.
Downtown.
And Moxie's. You said we're leaving.
Okay, yeah, because downtown, that's why.
Okay.
I didn't know y'all had 300, though. I knew y'all had 100. I didn't know y'all had 300.
So, yo, you're not a real friend. Crazy,
you know what I'm saying? So yeah, anyways, went there, racked it up. And then, y'all just thinking how if the bill is a lot, like I know this is different because we don't actually use money, but like sometimes you go out to a nice restaurant and it's like, oh, I'm having a good time. I know it had $4 signs on the fucking review thing. I was like, I'm going to be careful. Okay, one drink here. Oh, appetizer looks good. I'll grab that. Oh, kind of doing loose math in your mind. I was like, oh, not too crazy. But then the bill comes and then the way they put it, it fucks me up. The way they put it down, it confuses me. So the way they put it down is way too casual. So I'm like, oh, the bill can't be that bad. She kind of just like folded it in half and just casually like sipped the paper there. Oh, whatever. And then you flip and then it's not casual because it's fucking $300.
Yeah.
Not that time.
Oh. But I'm saying in general, that you go to a nice restaurant, you kind of like lose track and you kind of ball out. And then it's like the way they put it down.
The job like this?
Yeah. Yeah, you don't just casually put down a fucking $300 bill just flat on the table just like that. You pull me aside. I'm like, yo.
You all right?
Boop. Yo,
how was your meal?
Before, he's like, yo, I got some. Okay, I noticed you're done with your food.
Great.
Come here, let me talk to you. Let me talk to you in the back. So we got this bill on the way. It's kind of a lot.
We got this bill on the way.
It came out the printer, and I noticed the number at the bottom is big. So I just wanted to let you know, heads up, just so there's no surprises in front, especially when we're with my shawty. I'm trying to keep it chill. I'm trying to have a nice date with my girlfriend.
Yo, you know what's fucking scary? Yo.
Oh, nigga. That's where it fucking happened. Huh? So was it Tao or some fucking Tao?
Yeah, Tao's a restaurant, yeah.
Yeah, that shit. So I was at Symphony Crib out there in LA, and then she had a gift card. She had a gift card, but the gift card also came with a receipt. The receipt said if you lose a gift card, you can use a receipt.
Okay.
So I was reading this, and I read it so many times. I'm like, the receipt is fine if you do not have the gift card. I'm like, oh, okay, we're good. So we went there, and I'm like, yo, it's like $300 some shit, too. It was like a lot. I'm like, oh, USD.
USD?
300 USD. So I'm like, oh, we're good. Boop, boop, go there. And then I'm like, yo, let's just, before you even order anything, girl, let's just make sure this shit worked. So then the man came and he's like, he's reading it. First off, it took more than 1 second. So I'm like, kid, nah, fuck this shit. I don't feel good about this.
Yeah.
He picked it up. He read it. Looked at the back. Looked at the front. When a nigga flip it twice, he needs some shit.
When a nigga flip it, that's what you need to say. Oh, sorry, hold on, sir. Yeah.
Sim, let me talk to you over here. Talk to you in the Uber.
Your legs work.
Sim, what else are you feeling for tonight? You just want top.
He's like, oh, I'm going to go walk off and ask the supervisor, whatever. And then that's already bad news.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever, he came back. He said, no, it's not going to work. They could renew the card, but you have to do it on another day or some shit. So I'm like, okay, so I'm paying. It was a nice restaurant, too. It was a nice restaurant, man. You didn't even go crazy. And then they just come, and then boop, boop, the dinner's done. And then just like, oh, fold a piece of paper, conspicuous piece of paper, just flat on the table. Like, okay, fold it up.
Like a little tent. So it's room for you to slide under and go like this.
And I'm thinking, like, I don't want to reach for, I want to know ASAP how much it is, but I don't want to, like, you know, I don't want Symphony thinks anything's wrong and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I gotta pick it up casually. I'm like, ooh. I would have really appreciated it if you pulled me aside.
Yeah. I can sweat in the corner.
Give me a heads up so I can just start like working my shit in my head. Okay, how are we gonna pay for this? What are we gonna do with this?
And then they
have the nerve to come. They gotta give you 10 seconds. Do you need the machine?
Yeah.
It's like, okay, let me think this through, nigga.
Do you need the machine? I need a fucking minute. I need a fucking minute.
You have a minute machine? Let me get that.
You know how long it took to bring me bread?
Do I have a minute?
Yo, yeah.
Same energy, bitch. Fuck.
I remember, you quick to come pick up these funds. Nigga, where my bread at?
Yeah. I fucking came. I sat down. It took me a minute to get some water. And you want... My nigga, look.
What?
When I go out to eat, and like, you know what I mean? A bitch feeling fancy now, saying you want to go on a cute date. And then they come up to me. It's like, okay, tap sparkling or spring.
Tap?
What the fuck? The fuck?
Yeah, what is...
Run me the TAP.
I need a tap.
And then again,
is the tap free?
No, why would I? Don't let me say tap out loud. If I wanted some extra shit, I'm gonna ask you for it. But again, bro, I'm gonna open a restaurant. Call me. Pull me aside.
Pull me aside.
It's called pull me aside. You know what I'm saying?
Text me, nigga.
You can have a little card. Just flip it over and say pull me aside and say, sir, have I showed you the bathroom here?
Mm-hmm.
No, I would love to see it. All right, mm-hmm. Listen. So
I noticed you got the cheese. You got the cheese balls with the steak upgrade. Now,
sure? No. Look, you could get the side mac and cheese. It's going to be $5 cheaper if you want to do that route.
Because the way you have it right now,
it's going to be $500. It's going to be around there. So, what do you want to do?
They need to have, you know how like in hotels you put the do not disturb thing.
Yeah.
They need to have like something like that. Yo, to put on your table.
Pull me aside. A concept.
See that? Okay.
Random order, man. We come with a concept, baby.
Hey, it's gonna change the world,
dude. It's so fucking crazy. When I don't know, this happens to you too. Like when it's worse when it's in the States.
There's a
number of problems that happens. Like the banks here are. They're so scared. I can't fucking buy if I try to pay for parking in the States, they'll ring my card off and block it off because we noticed some sketchy activity. I was in LA and I paid for parking.
Then
they lock down my card and the shit's not working. I'm at the cash register and then my girlfriend has to pay, and I
ain't never mad about that part, though.
You know, that's the silver lining. That's just the silver lining. You know what I'm saying? I always gotta feel like, you know, my shit's straight. I just, cause it's, I'm not from here.
No, look, let me pull up the app. Let me pull up, turn on your hotspot. Cause I already got
bro,
it
and the
like
bank,
that.
And the bank will tell, the machine will tell you, nope. It doesn't say why. So they're thinking,
shaky. Put on the machine like, sorry, this guy's not from here. I'm not recognizing your call. So your bank had locked it off because of
a
different
like security precaution.
He has it in there, but for now, I'm gonna say no.
Yeah, that's never happened to me.
Dude.
My card's never
It happens so much, man. It pisses me off.
Honestly, I don't know. It happens to me like all the time.
I was at this oyster bar with my shawty. And this guy's going to come just out loud. He's like, hey, your card got declined.
Ooh.
I'm like, first off, man, you're not going to say that in front of my woman.
I feel like if anyone come up to me like that and I'm not doing anything, I'm going to still pick up a napkin, wipe my mouth, and then put it down. So, listen, partner.
listen here, nah.
The fuck you mean, my
shit?
You
making my lady worry and think things about me. Having another drink so easy to do. You guys want to get topped up? Like, bro, it's not that easy, though. Do you want to purchase another drink for $16? Say that, and then I'll give you...
I'll think about it.
Oh, man.
They need it. Yo,
they know what they're doing.
They're sneaky.
They know
just
what
make
they're
it,
doing.
I'll top you up.
The funny thing is...
It sounds too easy.
The same restaurant I went to, it was Tao in New York, and they had, like, a fucking DJ in there. So imagine you're eating food, good as shit, you're drinking...
Good music.
And they're playing, like, Young Thug. They're playing, like,
and they
all this shit.
$300 for
when the bill comes out, the music turns off, nigga.
The music,
that's when you just blank out and just like, whoosh, and just like everything's muffled and all you hear is a receipt.
All I see is the fucking guy with the fucking six arms just fucking smiling. Yeah. Like, yo, fuck, is this what I'm paying for? This fucking lights and the candles.
You knew,
and shit?
Didn't you?
Man, I remember my fucking story when I went out to go eat. This nigga came over, dropped the bill, and delivered it with chocolates. And I was just like, okay, this is different. This is a little bit lighter, but I know this shit is scary if I flip this bitch over. Because you're smiling, you got chocolates, and offering me some. I'm like, is this shit free or what?
Especially when the little treats they give you is like good shit.
Wow.
Like, whoa, these are
delicious.
These are Lindor.
This Lindor
must be $1,000.
I'm getting the fuck out.
Oh, the bill's $2,000. I hate when I'm with my niggas. It don't usually be my niggas that do this, but people I'm just kind of around and like once in a while, they just like assume I have the bill for some reason.
Mm.
And I don't even, it's not even mine. Most of the time it's not my idea to go eat. Usually it's someone else's idea. I go along and then they just, for some reason, the bill comes and everyone gets a text that they got to check.
Bro.
Whoa, did you guys, are you in a group chat, guys?
I do that
because everyone's texting and the fucking bill is here.
Just scrolling. I'm like, whoa, what the
fucking
fuck?
The bill is here.
No one's going to step up. No one's going to fucking what? Like what? Oh, you for what?
But you know the deal is look at your phone and just frown a little bit. What the fuck is this?
Hawk eats squirrel.
What the fuck?
What?
Try zooming in and shit. Guys, no, I got to check this out in the bathroom. No, but sometimes like I ask my niggas like, yo, you guys want to cook? Everyone's like, yeah, I'm okay. Mm-hmm. Burger party and shit. And we go grocery shopping and then just I turn around. I'm like, oh, where the
Yeah, I know those ones still.
Where's everyone?
Yeah.
Time to pay the bill and you can't find your wallet. Shout out my man Skeppy.
Come on.
Bars. Yo, that's a real phenomenon, bro. I've seen it.
That was a really good impression.
Yeah. Yo, UK accent to the rest of this fucking episode. All my London fam, tell me if my accent's good, yeah? And action.
They might get mad at me still.
Hope man don't really get mad at me still. Shout out
if I'm
RS,
doing a UK accent, I can only do RS.
Roll Thief.
I wish you had a show, man.
Shout out Roll Thief still. Hold tight. Yep. Seeing human feces will always ruin your day. And I realize this. Where the fuck did I see human feces? It fucked me up.
Big man. You're on your own with this one still.
Seeing human... Let me ask you. Every time you saw human feces... Okay, let's... For example, you're at home and there, or you live with roommates, whatever, and you go take a pee and you open the toilet. It's human feces. It ruins your fucking day. It turns your stomach.
Yeah, I'm gonna lie to you still.
Yeah, public bathroom, you see, it's all full. You see a freestyle at the end. Perfect. Yes. All privacy. Open up, human feces.
Yeah.
And you're pissed off. You're ruined.
Especially when man don't flush. Like,
That's what I'm saying.
Especially man don't. Look, clean the bowl, fam. Clean the bowl. Man's out here staining my bowl, fam.
Yo, it's all that. All that.
See
bro,
the bowl cleaner, fam.
Bro, you're leaving streaks in
Why
my
are you
crib?
Streaking my fuck, your fam?
You saw the streaks. And you walked away from the streaks.
Yo, I know certain man be streaking still. I'm like, yo.
Within my circle, I've seen streaks from my own guys.
It couldn't be me still.
Ruined my fucking day.
I ain't even going to put niggas on blast like that. I almost did, though.
I can't, but...
I could do it.
I could do it.
I could do it. I could pull y'all calls, man. Make the wrong moves. Say the wrong thing, man.
Wipe your nose real quick.
How you take the shit and leave it?
Leave it? I don't want anyone to see this. I'm like, yo, get this the fuck out of here. I didn't want to see it.
Okay, go ahead.
But the thing
that makes me scratch my head
is where's the tissue? So this is just straight shit. I'm like, where'd you put it? Did someone just fucking shit and not wipe their ass?
They just left.
It's just straight shit in there, especially in high school. Fletcher's, you motherfuckers are dirty,
you
nigga.
Dirty ass motherfuckers.
Someone's walking around here, bro, with stained boxes.
That shit.
Because this don't make no sense.
It makes no sense.
You pulled your pants down.
and then you pulled
them up and you didn't fly.
You walked away.
You said what?
Hold on.
Nah. Y'all niggas is really violating, bro. I hope if you do this, you are sweating.
I hope you have bad dreams. I hope you think about every night and just.
Y'all niggas said.
Lock the pants up.
Lock the fucking phone and say, yep, on my day.
Moving on now.
That's dirty, man.
Dog, I remember one time.
Oh, man.
It was my brother's B-Day party. Turning 27 years old, I believe. My older brother, Ryan.
I was going to say, when the fuck y'all turn?
Shout out to that, man. So we went downtown. We had a night out at this hotel. And then I parked in a sketchy parking lot, whatever. Had a good night. And I was coming back the next morning. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Yeah, my car is there. Oh, okay, perfect. Oh, shit, no ticket. Perfect. No one broke in there. Into my car? Yes. Okay, we're all good to go. Walked into the trunk. Put my shit down. Bloop, bloop. Close the trunk. And I walk around to the driver's side to get in the car. There's two pieces of human feces. And now every time I think back to my brother's birthday, I think of feces. My brother's cherished 27th birthday. Everything, all the memories I had of that night is overshadowed by two pieces of human feces.
That ain't right,
man. Fucked me up, nigga. Have nightmares.
It's fucked up, man.
So watch what you do with your feces, man. Straight flush that shit. clean your streaks up.
Be responsible.
Like, don't even leave a trace of your DNA.
Yeah. Bro, again, I'm not saying no names, homie.
I won't.
But when niggas, well, when niggas know, come niggas over to my crib, bro, I do the most to make niggas feel welcome. You feel me? I don't complain if a nigga just comes to my crib and opens my fridge. Like, don't do that. But if you do it, it's like, whatever.
And I hate when people do that, bro. I don't even do that at my brother's house, bro.
Like, you do it in my house.
I never did that. When I do that?
I watch you walk and get some water in my crib.
What?
That's the only thing we have in our
crib. Yeah, you open my fridge.
Out the tap? No.
No, I get out of the tap.
Nah. Yeah, he does do that, actually. Because I remember one time I was supposed to say something, but I just forgot. I'm like, yo, you know we have a filter and shit.
Okay, maybe I'm wrong.
It's definitely like one to like five.
But like you put in the time to open my fridge. Mm-hmm. You could open that fridge.
Okay, yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I still feel you got the
prerequisites. That was a check right there.
Yeah.
Pull this up on me if I ever complain about it. You open my fridge.
All right, there we go. Y'all hear the first.
But yeah, like I fucking make sure niggas is welcome and shit. Mm-hmm. But when a nigga wipe my washroom real quick. You know what I mean? And just release some shit in there, mm-hmm. and then leave my door open,
bro. Who do you think you are? Who do you think you are?
Obama's the only nigga that can do that in my crib.
Even him, Obama, I'd be like, okay, yo, just make it. At least just crack it.
You're not the president.
OB,
anymore.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, OB, what's up with this, man?
Oh, yo, BZ, I noticed the bathroom is open. It smells good around my whole house.
I forgot.
Shining like a diamond from an eagle to a pigeon.
That's it, man. Thank y'all for watching another episode of Random Order by 4IE Media, episode 34. Yo, we going to episode 1,000, baby. We're going to 1,000.
Yeah.
Subscribe to the Random Order YouTube channel to watch the video if you're out there listening somewhere. And vice versa, if you're watching, we are also available on Spotify, Google Play, SoundCloud, iTunes podcast app, on which you should drop 5 stars and say something nice. You feel me? We're shooting some 4YE stuff in there because something coming. So, you know what I'm saying? Look out for that.
We got some do-rags on the way.
We got some brand new do-rags on the way.
We can be a little bit.
We have do-rags on the way.
New do-rags.
And I love them very much. We're shooting the do-rags right now.
On the way.
Yeah, so stay posted. Follow us on Instagram at 4YE. That is a number 4YE to stay posted on that. Turn on your little bell notification shits. Also follow Random Order Show on Instagram and Twitter for updates and videos and shit. And you know what it is, man.
Yeah.
It's your boy Jane. I'm out.
Yeah, man. I just want to say before I get out of here, thank you for everyone that's watching. Thank you everyone that's been watching. Again, when we're in Detroit. And at the meet and greet that we had, we've been doing a lot of shit this summer that's kind of like reaching out to you guys, connecting with you guys. And a lot of you guys come out to us and just say, yo, been going through some hard shit, but this shit makes me laugh. I see it in the comments saying like, yo, shit's, life is tough. You feel me? And all you got to do is laugh. You know what I mean? Like laughing can help shit out for the moment or whatever it may be. I hope we continue to provide you guys with some fucking laughs and shit like that because, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Enjoy it. You know what I mean? You get one life. Yes, enjoy it. You know what I'm saying? So you're going through some tough shit. I'm happy that we can be that outlet of some happiness for you guys. So thank you guys for watching. Thank you guys for continuing to tell people to subscribe and watch our shit. We really appreciate that. We're going to keep this thing going as long as you want us to keep it going.
Y'all, the shit is fun, nigga. Yeah, I'm actually so glad people laugh at the small, stupid shit we talk about because I can't fucking sit here and talk about it. And some shit I don't give a fuck about.
And people will come up to us and continue conversations that we have on podcasts and I'll fucking go off on.
Oh yeah.
I have so much more to say.
These are real conversations.
Don't fucking streak my toy. It's baby Trey, man. You know what it is.
Y'all know what this is.
Yes, sir, man. They said it all. Thank you guys.
Young Chocolate.
Saying?
Yo, I already know the quarter day is gonna be, nigga.
Drop that thing.
Shining like a diamond from an eagle to a pigeon. Pick mama up riding with the paper plates.
I thought it was a fucking barbecue he just came from.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.